Well, folks, we're going to enjoy this feature here. This is going to be interesting for me because the knowledge of really what rosé is something that I really like to bring forth to people. Anthony Beckman is sitting here with me, and we are at Belletto Vineyards and Winery today, and John sitting beside us here. We are going to enjoy some rosé of Pinot Noir. Let's explain that process to people because it actually makes all the other wines a little better too.
For me, this is predominantly, about 65% of it at least, is Pinot Noir that we are picking exclusively for rosé. So it's whole cluster press. I'm treating it basically like Chardonnay, which is really interesting. So you take the whole clusters, you put them into a press, you lightly squeeze them, and you're spending the whole time watching the color. Because at some point, the pressure on the press makes the color too dark to make a rosé. At that point, you make a press cut, it goes another direction, and your rosé really goes into the tank to ferment on its own as this really light, salmony, gorgeous color, almost coral color of wine that slowly ferments in tank. And the other about 35% of this then is saunier. And saunier is a French word, and it basically means to bleed. And what I'm doing is after between 6 and 24 hours for my fermentation, for my regular Pinot, I'm taking off just a small percentage, usually it's about 2% of the juice from my 6-ton fermenters. I'm putting it into a barrel or a tank and storing it up and fermenting that. And the two aspects to me are incredibly important. The whole cluster portion, the 65%, I always consider it to be the framework. It has great acidity, it has awesome color, and it sets the sort of the framework on the outside of what this wine is, and it sort of contains it. And also, if you think of a canvas, it gives it the tension needed to stretch the canvas around the frame. And that's what the whole cluster press portion does. The 35% Saunier is like the filling in the middle. It's got a mid palate, it's got texture, it's got weight, and it has this sort of dark core cherry fruit to it. And the two together make the whole package. And that's really what's important to me is that it comes together and has both acidity and a nice mid palate and just like booming aromas out of the glass. And again, you know, the alcohol is under 14. It's crisp. It's a summertime wine. But yet it holds itself together with a gorgeous texture and structure that you don't often see in wine. There's no sugar in this. You know, this is not your white Zin from 15 years ago. That day has come and gone. There's some gorgeous rosés out there now, and it's not about being sweet. It's really about fruit-driven, spice-driven, acid-driven style of wine.
As I hear you talk about this wine, I hear the passion in your voice for this wine. Most winemakers will tell you that they have the passion for their Pinots and their Chardonnays. It comes through as the rosé really is a passion statement for the winemakers because it is a great food wine, and it's also a great wine for summer.
There's a lot of people making rosé, and it's a second thought for various reasons. And for me, it's really the most important wine that we make during harvest because it's the wine where the color has to be perfect. So you spend so much time, you know, things are crazy at harvest, and you're spending so much time on the rosé. You know, it also bottles in January, so you don't have any time to really think about it. It's just go and go and go, and you're focusing on it every single day to try and get the color right, to try and get the acid right, to try and get the texture right on it. And there's not a lot of time to do it, so it's this very focused, intensive 2 months worth of making rosé, and it's pretty much you do it for a couple hours every day during harvest.
Well, folks, we're going to enjoy this with some great food that just came to the table. We've been getting fed very well today, sir, and this wine is just a great statement and going to go with almost every dish we've had so far.
It will, and it's a wonderful food wine, and it's just also the wine that you can pour a glass of after a long day of work. It's one of those wines that's versatile on any kind of place you want to put it. It shows well.
We will enjoy this and some great food and wine on Have Wine Will Travel.